I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
Hearing Tyreek McDowell gives you hope. Hope that not only will jazz singing survive, but that it's being imbued with a new creativity and spirit that will enable it to thrive and cross over. In 2018, McDowell won the Essentially Ellington competition for Outstanding Vocalist. In 2023, he won the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition. Last year, he released his critically acclaimed album, Open Up Your Senses. And this past weekend, he wowed the crowd at the Saratoga Jazz Festival. McDowell has a wisdom and compassionate worldview that is inspiring.
Those distant eyes that look at you.
That was a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, and he was basically stating that we're in a time where we're valuing all these mechanisms for war, separation, you know, things that separate us from our humanity. And when we get to that point, we experience spiritual death. And, you know, my whole album is about enlightenment. My message is to hopefully help us maintain our humanity, to see one another as human beings, and to try to seek that inner light so that we could be that for others as well.
Tyreek's album tackles bold topics, but he realizes that healing and growth starts at home.
I have a thesis that if we work on ourselves individually, like we work on our inner spirit and inner understanding, then we develop a more intimate relationship with self. In doing so, we start to understand and be able to harvest our own light. And then we inspire others to do the same. And if we keep that going and going, I think we make a better, brighter, more hospitable and humanitarian world for all of us to live in.
Won't you open up your senses and eliminate pretenses while the source of all enhances every aspect of your life?
McDowell has a tight unit of musical acolytes that help him achieve his vision, some of whom go back to his college days at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music.
It's like having a family on the road. Like, that's like knowing your aunts and your uncles. It's like you can't just replace them. You know, I love Gary Jones. I love Dan Finn, I love Kalen Cardello, I love Dylan Band. I mean, these have been my guys for a very long time now. And this community, it means the world to me because they deeply inspire me. I love them so much. I love the band.
The Florida native has an introspective nature and worldview that is rare for an artist still in his 20s.
It's been a very challenging but beautiful time. I think I got a lot of existential questions that I have to ask myself, like, if I have this platform, what am I going to do with it? Where is my place in terms of the lineage? Am I trying to continue anyone's legacy? Do I make my own? Do those have to be separate ideas? I'm asking a lot of big questions all the time, and it's been beautiful because I think as I dive deeper into the music, I learn more about myself and more about my place in the world and more about others.
Like the rest of us, McDowell enjoyed being amongst all the jazz royalty in Saratoga.
To be able to experience this firsthand and to be on a bill with Terry Lynn Carrington, Patti LaBelle, Bill Frisell, to name a few, you know, it's amazing that through this music, I have the opportunity to share a stage or, you know, to aspire to create on a level similar to all my heroes that I love. It means so much.
Tyreek McDowell's new single, Wild as the Wind, has been released, and his second album is on the way.
Satisfy this home.
To hear our entire interview, visit WBGO.org. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.